Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Rainbow.
And we are talking about a sad situation or a sad thing that can happen today, but something that might make it a little bit better in the future. So what we're talking about today is a cancer gene. And I'm wondering if either of us have had any experience with cancer, or if we've had friends or family members who've had cancer.
Now, my grandmother passed away from cancer, and I was very young. I think I was only about 7, and it was very, very serious. And then another aunt had, I think, breast cancer.
Okay.
So a couple of people in my family have had experience with cancer and chemotherapy.
Yeah, I think I've had family members who have had cancer as well. I also had a friend who passed away from cancer about 6 years ago. And so that was a tough time, especially when, you know, we are making so many medical sort of breakthroughs these days. And eventually we might see cancer solved completely or cured completely. And, you know, it's tough to see your family or friends die of something like this. But happily, we are finding ways to kind of make this better or to find ways to maybe potentially cure cancer in the future. So why don't we get started on our article today and find out what's going on in the science world?
Reading.
Cancer is no match for the elephant zombie gene. As we grow older, our bodies constantly renew themselves. Our cells die and get changed out with new ones daily. But with trillions of cells going through this cycle, there are bound to be mistakes. Cells with damaged DNA sometimes mutate to form cancer cells. Scientists have sought to take out cancer for years, but research is slow going. However, a new study of another animal's genes is bringing a possible solution to light. Elephants are bigger and have more cells in their bodies than humans. You would think this might lead to higher rates of cancer, but in fact, elephants rarely get the disease. This is because they have a special zombie gene called LIF6, which hasn't been found in any other animal. While damaged cells in humans are usually, but not always, repaired, LIF6 just kills these cells instead. Thus, weak cells never have a chance to mutate. Researchers are doing further studies on elephant cells with a view to using their genes to fight cancer in humans. If they succeed in creating an effective treatment, we may have our bigger animal cousins to thank for it.
All right, our article starts out by sort of explaining something that happens with our bodies. It says, as we grow older, our bodies constantly renew themselves. Now, we use the verb renew here. That's like new, but adding R-E. R-E, this prefix means again. So what we're saying here is kind of like make new again. Now, what we're saying here is our body renews itself. So new cells replace old ones when they die. So our body is constantly getting new cells to keep itself healthy. Now, renew is like saying something is being replaced. Now, this kind of, it happens until we die, but, you know, our bodies make these new cells, but it slows down a lot as we age, or it might get a little bit worse because we have quite a lot of them and they don't always work out perfectly, as we'll see later. Here's another example sentence for renew. This house needs a lot of work. I want to renew anything that is broken or looks old.
All right, so next sentence is, our cells die and get changed out with new ones daily. Now, changed out is also replaced, renew, something like that. We also have the noun cell. Now, in biology, cell is a basic unit that is just fundamentally the molecules of life in all living beings. So our bodies are composed of very many cells. There's red blood cells, white blood cells, and blood cells can work together to help humans and other animals operate. So basically, it's the smallest basic unit of any plant or animal. So plants, animals, people, we have cells. Sentence for you. In biology class, we learned all about the different types of blood cells and how they run through our bodies.
Okay, well, let's continue on in the article to find out more about what happens with these cells. It says, but with trillions of cells going through this cycle, there are bound to be mistakes. Now, we see the word trillion here. So the number trillion, if you write it down on a piece of paper, is a 1 with 12 zeros after it.
Oh, that's a lot.
Now, our bodies have trillions of cells in them, which means that each body has more than 1 trillion cells in it. We can't even count it. It's too high. Now, sometimes when we say trillions of, we're really just talking about such a large number that it would take a really long time to count it. Now, this could happen with something like, there are trillions of leaves on these trees. I don't want to count them all. It's kind of like we're just saying there's a lot.
All right. And then in this sentence, we also have the word cycle. Now, this noun means a series of events that's repeated regularly in the same order or something that happens over and over again. So, for example, we can say the cycle of life, which goes from birth to growth to death and repeats itself again, as you can see in many plants and animals and, of course, with people. Now, I have a sentence for you. It says, the cycle of the season happens because of the Earth's movement around the sun, which basically means that our seasons, spring, summer, fall, winter, it happens as it gets colder and warmer and colder and warmer again in many different cycles.
Okay, so we also saw that we've got so many cells going through our body of changing and getting old and changing and getting old again, that there are bound to be mistakes. Now, the phrase be bound to do something, when we're saying this phrase, we're saying that this thing is very likely or very possible to happen. So if you're bound to forget your homework, you're likely to forget your homework. Now, if you know that this is a likely thing to happen, you can do something to prevent it from happening, like putting your homework in your bag as soon as it's finished. That way, you won't forget. What we're saying in this sentence is that there are probably going to be mistakes because there are so many cells, they won't all be perfect. Here's an example sentence. Arnold is bound to find out that you borrowed his bike without asking.
Arnold's not going to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Says, cells with damaged DNA sometimes mutate to form cancer cells. Now, damaged DNA means it's broken. So what they're going to do is they're going to mutate, which means changing in form or nature. Now, we can also call this a mutation. That's the noun form. So in biology, mutation is discussed when we're talking about a cell or a DNA molecule. So it refers to the process of change in genes. And if an animal or a plant or disease mutates, it means it basically changes its form as a result of the change in its genes. Now, we're talking about cancer here, so we can say that the virus is mutating in the carrier's body, and the carrier is just the person that has cancer.
Okay, so what happens is that when these cells mutate, these cancer cells mutate, or this damaged DNA mutates, basically our bodies don't recognize them anymore. And so our bodies recognize, when they recognize things, everything works fine. But these these new cancer cells are so different that they don't recognize them and they can't fight them. And that's why cancer cells can spread so quickly and easily. Now, let's move on in the article. It says here, scientists have sought to take out cancer for years, but research is slow going. So what we're doing here, what the scientists are doing, is that they're seeking to do something. And when you seek to do something, you try very hard to achieve something or to do something. So what we're saying is scientists have been trying very hard to fight cancer for a long time. As another example, we might say, these politicians are seeking to reduce the number of people living on the streets. They're trying to fight homelessness or get more people into housing so there's less people on the, or fewer people on the streets.
So what are they seeking out in this sentence? They're seeking to take out cancer. So to take something out is an informal way of saying to kill, destroy, or get rid of it, basically. We can strike, we can say take out certain diseases that we want to strike out, like cancer, or get rid of something that we don't like, such as pests.
Cockroaches.
Yeah, ew, insects.
Yeah. All right. It says, scientists have been trying to do this, but, you know, research is slow going. And research here is the careful study that people do to learn more about something and, of course, then report what they've learned to others. Now, we often talk about research in science, such as in this article, the scientists are doing research to study cancer and then learn more about it. But other things that we can do research in are history and literature, all of these different things, anything that you can study, you can do research on, which you might know if you're a university student. Here's an example sentence. I have to do research for my history paper, so I'll be at the library this afternoon. Now, of course, research can also be a verb, so you can say, I'm going to research this thing in history so I can write a paper about it.
All right, and we also have the adjective slow going. Now, slow going, there's a dash in the middle. It's connecting two different words as an adjective, which means lasting or taking a long time. So if something takes longer than expected, we can say it's slow going. So if I say this disease has a slow going recovery, that means the patient's not getting well as quickly as the doctors thought he should. Or if the project is slow going, that means it's not being done on schedule due to a delay.
All right. So research does not happen quickly. Research takes a long time. It takes a lot of people to do. And then you have to write about it all as well. So research is quite slow. However, we do see something different in here. It says, however, a new study of another animal's genes is bringing a possible solution to light. Now, what they're doing, the scientists are studying another animal's genes. A gene is one very small part of a cell. So we learned earlier that a cell is like the basic unit of a human, and there are trillions of them. Inside each cell is a gene, or several genes, many genes. So there are many different genes in each cell. They're very, very, very tiny. You really can't see them unless you're looking very closely with a microscope, and each of these genes controls a different part of a person's appearance, an animal's appearance, how they grow, what they look like, what they sound like, if they can hear, if they can see, all of these different things.
All right, so this new study is bringing a possible solution to light. So bring a solution to light means we're going to reveal it or show other people how it is. Let's go to our Pocket Phrase Go to learn more about this phrase.
Pocket Phrase Go!
Good morning, everyone. 今天我想要提一个相当切身的议题。 The number of people who are losing their hair on top is increasing. So I decided to bring this important matter to light today. 身为美国总统川普，我决定将这个问题带出水面。 让大家能看见真相。Bring something to light， 来让大家能看见某事。虽然我本人绝对没有头发流失的问题，但我想强调这个议题对我们国家的打击。再一次强调一次，我没有秃头，秃头是 fake news， OK？ 不过全国上下千千万万的男子都在为这件事所苦。前面总统都不想要出面回应这个重要的议题，只有我愿意正面回应这件事。Since this matter has been brought to light, I'm announcing that all researchers should work on how to grow our hair back. 哦、oh, ，不是 R 啦，是 you， 是你们 ，OK， 只是口误 ，OK。
All right, so you might be wondering which animal we're talking about. What genes of what animal are they looking at? And that is the elephant. It says elephants are bigger and have more cells in their bodies than humans.
All right, and the next sentence says, you'd think this might lead to higher rates of cancer, but in fact, elephants rarely get the disease. So this is a surprise. Mm-hmm. We're studying elephants.
Right.
But they don't get cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the word disease means illness or sickness. Now, this can be used to describe something that happens in people, animals, plants, etc. And it's usually caused by infection or failure of health. Now, a disease is different from an accident. An accident is such as a car accident. Does not happen inside your body, but a disease starts inside the body. So we can say a disease called bacterial meningitis is quite a rare disease and is also difficult to recover from.
Mm-hmm, that's right. That's quite a dangerous disease. So...All right, what we've learned here is that elephants have a lot more cells than we do. And you might kind of think, well, if they have more cells, they'll get cancer more than us. But that is not true. In fact, elephants don't really get cancer. And it says, this is because they have a special zombie gene called LIF6, which hasn't been found in any other animal. So only elephants have this gene. Hmm. And...There is a special reason that scientists call this a zombie gene. Now, you might know about zombies because of movies. Now, in zombie movies, zombies are dead people that come back to life, something you'll watch around Halloween. Now, this gene is similar to zombies because for a long time, this gene was inactive or it didn't work in elephants. It was there, but it had no functions. However, this gene has come back to life in elephants, so now it is working again. Scientists actually don't fully understand why it did start working again or why it came back to life, but luckily it did.
And it's very useful for research.
Right.
While damaged cells in humans are usually but not always repaired, LIF6 just kills these cells instead. Mm. Okay, so it works a little bit differently from other cells.
That's right. Okay, so here what we're saying is that when damaged cells in humans can usually be repaired by our bodies, right? But sometimes cancer cells can't be repaired. But this gene, LIF6, just kills those damaged cells. It doesn't repair them. It just gets rid of them. So it says here, thus, weak cells never have a chance to mutate.
So wow.
They can't even become cancer cells is what we're saying.
We're seeing a cure.
Mm-hmm.
Researchers are doing further studies on elephant cells with a view to using their genes to fight cancer in humans. Now, we have a phrase with a view to, and that's similar to for the purpose of. So basically, after this phrase, we add a verb, and this means with the hope or aim or intention of trying to do something. So if you do something with a view to do something else. It means you do it because you hope for another result. So we place a verb right after this phrase to say what we're trying to do. So I have a couple of examples for you. I can say, these measures have been taken with a view to increasing the company's profits. So the goal is to help the company make more money.Or I can say he has called a meeting of all parties with a view to forming a government. So the goal is to form a government. Mm-hmm. Now, we can also say with the hope for or for the purpose of. For example, our campaign is started with the hope for raising money. Or our campaign started for the purpose of raising money. So these three phrases, you can use them interchangeably to talk about an intention.
Mm-hmm. All right. So they're doing studies. They're trying to see if this LIF6 will work in humans. And it says here, if they succeed in creating an effective treatment, we may have our bigger animal cousins to thank for it.
The elephants!
Mm-hmm. Yay! Thank you, elephants! All right, they're cute and they help us out. All right, here is a word, treatment. This is a noun, and a treatment is something that's done to help cure a disease or remove suffering from a person's life in some way. So here we're actually talking about a medical treatment, which means that this treatment would help cure a disease. As an example, we could say, the best treatment for a cold is lots of rest and water.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's it for today's article on cells, mutation, cancer, and elephants.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to our For You Chat.
Great.
For You Chat.
Okay, welcome back to our For You Chat. I have a question for you, Erin.
Mm-hmm.
What are some other ways that animals can help humans, and how do they help humans?
Well, of course, there's the one that we actually see quite often on the street, and those are service animals.
Oh, is that like
mm-hmm.
a guide dog?
It's like a guide dog, a dog that will help someone who is blind walk on the street. You know, we can have service animals for people who have anxiety. So you might see in an airport sometime, if you go to an airport, a lot of people are afraid to fly.
Mm-hmm.
And in a lot of airports now, there you might find an animal that you can kind of go and you can cuddle it, and it will sort of kind of take that worry or that fear away. So it's doing something to help humans be able to kind of do something in their lives, which is kind of cool.
Is it a cat or a dog?
I think different airports have different animals, but I know there is an airport with a pig that's a service animal, and I think there is one somewhere in the U.S. with a miniature horse, I think.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
Yeah, so actually service animals are kind of all over the place now these days, at least in North America. I don't know if it's a thing yet in Taiwan, but you know, if you think about it, if someone kind of brings their pet to the office for a day because, you know, maybe they need to bring it to the doctor after work, all of the people in the office think about how happy they are when they get to see that pet for a little bit, right?
Yeah.
It makes their day so much better. Maybe they're having a bad day and then they're in a good mood afterwards. So animals do a lot. They fertilize plants. They help us kind of with our diseases or problems. There's lots more reasons out there. Unfortunately, we don't have time to talk about them. So why don't you guys go find some of your own reasons and talk about those amongst yourselves. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
And I'm Rainbow.
Bye-bye.
Cancer is no match for the elephant zombie gene. As we grow older, our bodies constantly renew themselves. Our cells die and get changed out with new ones daily. But with trillions of cells going through this cycle, there are bound to be mistakes. Cells with damaged DNA sometimes mutate to form cancer cells. Scientists have sought to take out cancer for years, but research is slow going. However, a new study of another animal's genes is bringing a possible solution to light. Elephants are bigger and have more cells in their bodies than humans. You would think this might lead to higher rates of cancer, but in fact, elephants rarely get the disease. This is because they have a special zombie gene called LIF6, which hasn't been found in any other animal. While damaged cells in humans are usually, but not always, repaired, LIF6 just kills these cells instead. Thus, weak cells never have a chance to mutate. Researchers are doing further studies on elephant cells with a view to using their genes to fight cancer in humans. If they succeed in creating an effective treatment, we may have our bigger animal cousins to thank for it.
Vocabulary Review.
Renew. After a long time without rain, a sudden storm renewed the health of the forest. Cell. In science class, we learned how all living things are made up of cells. Cycle. The water cycle is how water goes from lakes to clouds and then becomes rain. Research. Noel's research on the Romanovs has greatly improved our understanding of Russian history. Disease. My sister has some kind of disease this week and can't come to school. Treatment. The doctor examined the patient and made a plan for his treatment.